Hello, my name is Gage Kyle. I am 20 years old. Today is 4:25. Excuse me, 9:25, and I'm speaking with
Tracy Hale.
Tracy Hale, and she is my professor. And we are recording this interview in Tip City, Ohio, and the time is 5:09 in the p.m. All right, Tracy. The first thing I have to ask you is, or rather, I understand that you're a newscaster. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. And what exactly set you down this particular career path?
Actually, I was pretty young. I was in elementary school, and I really liked the news. I liked the Today Show, particularly.
Really?
Yes, and so I had thought I wanted to be a lawyer, and then I decided I wanted to be a journalist. So I read everything I could and watched everything I could and kind of followed along with different people's careers and just knew all the way through high school and then into college that I wanted a degree in journalism.
Huh?
Oh, yes. So I've done lots of different things with it, but yes.
Admirable. Okay. Gotcha. Okie doke. Well, how long exactly have you been in this profession?
I started actually 3 weeks out of college. I got my first job. So it's been 27 years.
Oh
yes.
Man. Quite a lengthy time. And you just haven't been with one news center, have you not?
No, I interned at Channel 2 when I was in college and then worked there a little bit. Then I got my first full-time job at 22 when it was just 22 by itself. I've worked at Channel 7 and Channel 19, and now I'm back freelancing at 22:45.
Really? They have you all over the place, huh? Is that
yes.
By choice? Or?
Well, I kind of, when I became a freelancer, I had a lot of friends that worked at different stations, and they knew that I was available. So that's how Channel 19 started. I would work 2 days a week there, and then I'd come back to Dayton and work 2 days. And then I had, still at that time, I was teaching full-time. So
I
went a couple years working virtually 7 days a week.
Ooh, boy, that's a lot to balance.
Yes.
Yikes.
So.
Well, okie doke. So, what exactly, tell me your drive. I'd like to pick your brain here. What has kept you in this field for that long? 27 years, you said.
Mm-hmm. I like knowing what's going on. I like being able to answer questions. I like talking to people and understanding people. I enjoy writing. When I was teaching and not getting to write as much, I felt like I was missing something. So that's why I kind of switched out of teaching and moved into public relations for school districts, because then I still get to be with kids and do the education side, but I also get to go back to writing and more videography and telling stories.
Oh, I see. Is there a preferred one maybe, or balanced on the scale?
No, I mean, I've done more broadcast than print in my career, but I like both. And digital is nice because you get to blend them. You can do a digital story that has all the components in it. And what I find now, because I'm serving a market that has students all the way up to grandparents, and how do you give everybody what they need, I have a tendency to need to tell the same story 5 different ways to hit 5 different audiences.
Oh,
so
I
might write a long story that appears in the newspaper and do a short video with it, and then a graphic that just says the same thing in a one snapshot for the younger audience that just wants things in little pieces.
I see. You're trying to appeal to maybe different demographics, maybe?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, okie doke, moving right along. So what exactly does your job entail? I know we just scratched the surface here, but you are in a certain department, maybe? News, weather, announcing?
I'm in weather now.
Okay.
And I do still help at the station with some special projects. And I've done that for a long time, even after I left full-time. I was the election coordinator for probably 4 years after I left television full-time. Now I do weather, and so it's something that there's not a lot of preparation. I mean, it's about the day you're there, so it's kind of an easy one to go in and out of. But it has changed a lot, whereas when I started, we just did a newscast 2 or 3 times a day, whatever the schedule was, and now we do radio, and we do a report for Alexa, and we do digital, and we do a video that has to air on our website. And so there are a lot more aspects to it, because just like my PR job, the news industry has changed, and they're trying to provide information to people the way they want to get it. And that's kind of the game now. You go to where they are, not necessarily wait for them to come to you, which is what the news used to do. It was on at 6, and if people wanted the news, they tuned into you at 6. And now they expect to get it on their phone or on through Alexa or on their computer or streaming. Mm-hmm. And so you have to make all those opportunities.
I see. So times are changing, but you have to change with them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that put any stress in your work? Or?
It makes for a busier day. You know, I don't have to do a lot of social media at the station, but our reporters do. So now they have to say, oh, I'm at this scene or this is happening, and give kind of enough information but not give away the story, because you still need them at 6 o'clock for your mm-hmm. ratings.
You still got to have that hook.
I get you.
Okie doke. Alrighty. So we were talking about your recent news centers and where you've all been. Could you list them out for me?
Sure. I worked at Channel 2 first, mm-hmm. and then for about 5 years I was at 2245 full time, and then I worked at Channel 7 for 9 years, and Channel 19 is about close to 2 years, and then came back to 2245, and I've been working there for the last, I think, 4 years.
Okay.
There were some that overlapped, like Dayton and Cincinnati could mm-hmm. overlap. So
doing both at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to pick, which one would be the more accommodating one?
In my position, being a freelancer, everybody has to be accommodating to me because I can say no. So if they want me to work, they have to kind of work around things.
Okay.
But I've been very lucky at Channel 7, and this last time at 2245, I've had the same boss. So for most of the time. I was at Channel 7 with Jamie Simpson, and then he moved to 2245, and I started just a couple months before he did there. So we have developed a relationship, and he knows what I can do and what I can't as far as times, and he's very understanding. And
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I did the every holiday and every weekend. I mean, those were the first 6 years out of college. I worked every Thanksgiving, I worked every Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I mean, and I graduated from OU. They just told you to expect that. So I wasn't surprised. I just knew that would happen. But now, this many years into my contract, I would never do that again. I mean, I don't have to. I can say no.
Right.
I will work those on some, if they fit in. Like, my family is local, so our Thanksgiving's like at 2 o'clock. So I'll do the morning show if they need me on Thanksgiving, because then it allows someone to go home to Indiana or Illinois or wherever they're from.
Okay.
And it doesn't affect my holiday. I'm a little tired by 2 o'clock after getting up at 2 a.m. But
as well you should. Yeah.
But it, you know, that's just one of those things that I don't mind doing. But he knows I won't work Black Friday, and I won't work Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I see.
I have to draw the line somewhere.
Right. You gotta have your time. That's right. Well, alrighty. Okay. Now here's a personal matter. I wanna know, is there any way anyone you can credit your success to? Family, friends, anyone you can think of?
My mom taught me to be persistent, and so that helped. I grew up with a single mom for a long time. She worked very hard, and she taught me a good work ethic, which I think is very important if you are pursuing a job that can be 24/7.
Most certainly.
I see a lot of new people come into journalism that are surprised they have to work nights or weekends, or they might not get the vacation they want. But that wasn't a big surprise to me. I had a wonderful journalism teacher in high school. He taught me my basic writing skills and was really supportive when we tried new things and did different things. And so that I left high school with a lot more foundation and got to college than anyone in my journalism classes had. So I credit him. And then Jane Pauley was the first like news person that I really watched. And, you know, she's still on CBS Sunday Morning and I watch her every week. And she's who I wanted to be when I was in the fourth grade.
So. I see. It's always good to have someone to idolize and base your work off of. I understand. Well, alrighty. So, I understand you teach a multitude of classes, ranging from high school to college. Mm-hmm. How did you get your start in teaching?
The program that I was in at Centerville High School when I was in high school, the teacher who I was just speaking of, was going back to just teaching English and was looking for someone to come in and teach a journalism program. And I inquired, and I knew they wanted to add video. It had only been newspaper up to that point, so they wanted to add video, and I could bring that component. So I started there, then got my master's, and then my thesis for my master's was about teaching a broadcast class. So Kent State uses my thesis as a class. So I teach at the high school level, at Sinclair, at the undergrad level, and then at Kent State in the master's program.
Oh, I see. So you were basically testing the waters, right?
Yeah. Okay. And you know, I went from when I started at Centerville, it was just a newspaper, to when I left, we did a broadcast every day and a 15-minute broadcast on Fridays, and had a digital site and still had the newspaper. So the students were learning convergence media and practicing it before they got out of a high school situation.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. I like to see how, you know, from my, I shouldn't be talking like this, but it is interesting to think about. Alrighty. So, now, I asked you before, would you say your newscasting is your dream job, or maybe you prefer teaching, or maybe anything else?
That's hard, because there are parts of all of it that I like. There are times where semesters where I'm not teaching here, and I'm not teaching anywhere else, I feel like I'm missing something because I'm not teaching. So I do get that, but the same holds true if I'm not in the station or I'm not writing. I miss that. So I don't know. I think I'm very lucky that I get to do a lot of things right now. Some people think it's crazy I have three jobs, but I like all three jobs, and I don't like them when they all occur on the same night like it did a couple weeks ago. That's a little tough to go from 7 a.m. until midnight doing three jobs, but I like different aspects of all of them, and I think I am able to kind of create some crossover in all of them. I know teaching, I've always been very lucky that I can get job shadow opportunities for my students, and you know, professional journalists would come into our classroom and I would have video contests and have them judged by, you know, Emmy winning videographers. And so I, you know, that was kind of extra. The stations call me routinely when they need stories about students or teachers, or they have a Family 411 is a segment that Sinclair Broadcasting shows all over the country now, but it's done in Dayton.
Really?
And so they will say, hey, we need a family who does this. Can you find a family who sits down at the dinner table and are good communicators and it's helping their kids? And so I can find that for them and give that to them. And so, you know, both, all three jobs kind of work together.
Okay. That is refreshing to hear that, you know, being able to balance three jobs like that. But me being an outsider looking in, that is no thank you. No thanks.
My children are the same way. Oh, yeah. They have multiple jobs now and go to grad school.
Well, they got to lead by, you're leading by example. I hear that. Whew. Scary business, but alrighty, here we're coming to our conclusion here.
Okay.
So, acknowledging all the questions I've previously asked, all that I've said thus far, I have one last question for you. Any regrets? Anything you'd change, maybe?
No, I think I used to, when I was in college, I thought I would play the TV market game, and I would start you know, I thought I'd start in like market 120 and then you go to 60 and then you go to 30 and it was all, you know, climbing to something. I chose family instead. I got also very lucky when I started in television, Dayton was market 50. And so that was a pretty big market to get a full-time job and start out. I started out as an editor. So I would edit the 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock news. And then worked my way up through different things there. But no, I don't, you know, I have a lot of friends who have, like every 3 years, they're in a new city, but my family is here or nearby. And I've kind of liked that. And I have a lot of friends who also have stayed here. I have a friend who just celebrated his 35th year at Channel 7. So, you know, I don't think we're exactly the magic unicorns, but, you know, that a lot of people do come and go. But I think usually they're trying to go back to wherever they were from. You know, people from Pittsburgh come and work in Dayton and their only dream is to get the next job in Pittsburgh, or they're from Florida or there, and that's where they want to go. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to start here. So, I mean, I got to work in a bigger market and I got to work in Cincinnati, and I had a few offers to go to some random weird places, but no, I think I'm okay. And it was never the Today Show, but that's okay.
Yeah, I guess you got to settle.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, all right. That's all I have for you. Thank you again, Tracy.
Absolutely.
I very much appreciate your time.
Sure.
And just like that, we will cut it.